Makomia was raided on Friday, the 10th of May. And amongst the group that raided the town were several children. The youngest one that we are able to verify was 15, because we spoke to his uncle and his auntie, who confirmed that this boy disappeared or got missing after an early attack that happened in January. And the relatives were very shocked that within 4 months since his disappearance, the boy was so confidently moving around Makomia on Friday, carrying a big AK-47 assault rifle and carrying also some ammunition belt and taking orders from the elder members of the group.
What I read in your report, even the kid saw his uncle, and his uncle called out to him, and he just kind of waved and went, hey, and then kept on going.
Exactly. Because one of the ways for us also that helped us to verify if the uncle and the auntie were confident about the identity of his nephew, they said, no, we actually called him by name, and he looked at us and he waved at us and continued to do his own mission, meaning that the boy was so focused on what he was doing that he wasn't even concerned about the fact that he held some elderly members of his family there trying to greet him. What is also concerning from what we got from the people on the ground is that there were other children in the group. We can't verify the ages of them, but for example, one of the sources we spoke to, he said, well, it doesn't even believe that the majority of those kids were older than 17. And that is very concerning.
Yeah, if indeed these were children and multiple children, by world standards, global standards, does that constitute, in fact, a war crime?
It does. The international humanitarian law is very clear about that if you use children under 15 in conflict, that's a war crime. And it's important to note that it doesn't matter whether those children are engaged in exchange of fire with government forces or not. The fact that they were there raiding a town, taking part in the looting process, carrying heavy armory with them, makes them child soldiers. But most important from the Mozambican government, because it's the Mozambican state itself that has the responsibility to protect the children of this country. I mean, these are the future of Mozambique. And it's important that the state makes it its own priority to ensure that those children remain in school with their relatives and not on the battleground.
When you were gathering your information, how did you do it? Did you speak to people there in the village?
When we started speaking to people, we were not looking for the element of child soldiers. We were trying to understand what exactly happened during the time the town was besieged, which was from Friday until Saturday afternoon. So we got reports initially from our partners on the ground that were there, because Makomia is a place that has a lot of humanitarian workers, activists, volunteers. Some of them work with us as well, and they share information with us whenever that information is available. And they informed us on Friday that the town was being raided.